亲爱的弟兄姐妹，主内平安。今天讲言所选读的经文是马太福音第十三章一到九节和十八节到二十三节，请大家听着我念。马太福音第十三章一节：当那一天，耶稣从房子里出来，坐在海边，有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，众人都站在岸上。他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的飞鸟来吃尽了，有落在土浅石头上的，土既不深，发苗最快，日头出来的一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了，又有落在好土里的，就结实，有100倍，有60倍，有30倍。有耳可听的就应当听。第十八节：所以你们当听这撒种的比喻，凡听见天国道理不明白的，那二者就来把所撒在他心里的夺去了。这就是撒在路旁的，撒在石头地上的，就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受，只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的。机智为道，遭了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。撒在好地上的，就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有100倍，有60倍，有30倍。我们读经就到此。
我们谢谢伟光执事，现在把时间交给郭全佑牧师，他所要讲的讲题是：你愿意听吗？我们也请钟声群长老来为我们做翻译。
Morning, and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
Matthew chapter 13 is the beginning of Christ's message in parables.
马太福音第十三章是耶稣基督开始传讲比喻的那篇章。
Many people had been following the Lord Jesus Christ.
许多人跟随主耶稣基督。
Some followed him because they liked the miracles.
有的人跟随他是因为他们喜爱那神迹。
There was the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000.
有就是用就是喂养5,000人的这个神迹。
Who does not like free food?
谁不愿意领受免费的食物呢？
Others follow the Lord Jesus Christ because they can get healed.
其他人跟随耶稣基督，因为他们能够得到医治。
People who have never walked before were able to walk again.
从来没有行走过的人已经可以行走了。
Eyes that were blind were now able to see.
瞎眼的得看见。
But there are others who follow the Lord Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
也有其他的人跟随耶稣基督，是因为耶稣就是那弥赛亚。
But there are others who follow the Lord Jesus Christ because they wanted to find fault with him and kill him.
也有一些人跟随耶稣基督，是因为他们要找出他的就是错事，而要来杀害他。
And so Jesus started to speak in parables.
因此耶稣就开始来传讲比喻。
Because he wanted the people to know the reason why they want to follow Jesus Christ.
因为他要他们知道说他们人们是为什么要来跟随耶稣基督。
Because the crowd got bigger and bigger.
因为跟随的群众越来越大越多。
Jesus Christ wanted them to follow him for the right reason.
耶稣基督要他们以正确的因素原因来跟随他。
And so we have in verse 2 the phrase, great multitudes were gathered together unto him.
那因此在第二节这里说有许多人到他那里聚集。
And so Jesus Christ went into a ship and then he sat there and he looked at the whole multitude.
那因此耶稣就上了船坐下来那他就看着这众人。
Now, please remember in your own mind, these are the people who are there.
那请记得就是这些人就是在那里啊。
Some want to hear his words to find fault and to kill him.
那有一些人就是听他讲论就想要找出破绽来杀害他。
Some follow for the miracles.
有一些是为着神迹而来。
Some follow because they know Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
有一些是因为他们知道耶稣是弥赛亚所以他们来。
So what is a parable?
那到底比喻是什么呢
？Parables are day-to-day events in life in Palestine.
那比喻就是讲述的都是巴勒斯坦人他们日常生活的一些事物。
Jesus can use the way people fish and turn it into a parable.
那耶稣可以使用人怎么样打鱼来做比喻。
In this incident, Jesus Christ used the way people farm in Palestine as a parable.
那在这一个我们所要看的这比喻耶稣是用当时候他们怎样的耕耘就是在巴勒斯坦地怎样耕耘来做比喻。
Hidden in this parable would be the spiritual lessons.
在这些比喻当中所隐藏的是一些属灵的功课。
This is a parable of farming.
这是耕耘与耕耘相关的比喻。
A farmer will walk along the track in his field.
那一个农夫他就会走在这路径上就是在这田地里。
And he will hold in his hands the seeds.
他就在手里就拿着这些种子。
And then he will spray the seeds onto the ground.
他就会把这些种子都撒在地面上。
That was how they farm in those days.
那这是他们当时候耕耘的方式。
They do not have the machines like we have today.
他们没有像我们今天所有的这些机械。
And so as you throw these seeds, some will fall on good ground.
然后因此当这样的撒开这些种子的时候有些就会落在好土里。
Some will fall on ground where there are a lot of thorns.
那有些就会落在荆棘地上。
Some will fall on ground where underneath the soil there will be stones.
那有些就会落在一些这些前途里那土里面还有石头的。
And of course, some will fall on the wayside.
那有一些就会落在路旁。
The wayside is the track where the farmer will walk on, and a lot of people will walk on, and the ground is very hard.
那路旁就是这农夫所使用的这个小径，他走在上面，许多人都会走在上面，因此那边的土是比较硬的。
Jesus Christ himself gave us the explanation of this parable.
那耶稣基督他就亲自来为我们解释这比喻的意思。
And in verse 19, he tells us that the seed here refers to the word of God.
那就在第十九节他就告诉我们说这种子就是代表着神的话语神的道。
Which part of God's word?
到底是神话语或者神道的哪一部分呢
?The Bible is made up of 66 books.Very, very long books.
圣经是由66卷很长的书卷来组成的。
There are many doctrines in the Bible.
在圣经里面隐藏了许多的教义。
And this morning, the doctrine that the seed represents here would be the gospel.
那今天早上就是这里所说的这个种子，它所代表神的话语，就是关系到福音。
The gospel is the good news.
福音就是好消息。
What exactly is the good news?
到底什么是好消息呢?
It is the news that tells us the truth about ourselves.
那这样的一个信息就告诉把我们自己
的就是关系我们自己的真相告诉我们。
That's why it is always good news.
那一直都一直都是好消息。
The news begins in this way.
那这消息是这样子的。
We are all born in sin.
我们都是在罪中而生。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢？
Because we are all born and then we die.
因为我们每一个人诞生了之后我们就会死亡。
The reason why we die is because of sin in our life.
我们之所以会死是因为我们的生命中有罪。
Do babies die?
婴孩会不会死呢？
Babies also die.
婴孩也会死的。
The youngest person I buried was a 6-month-old baby.
我所安葬过的最小的就是年纪最小的是一个6个月的婴孩。
Not only are we born in sin, we are also conceived in sin inside the mother's womb.
那我们不单是就是在罪中来诞生其实我们在母亲怀胎在母胎里面我们就有罪了。
We know this because babies also die inside the mother's womb before they are born.
我们知道这一点是因为就是婴孩在母胎里面也可能也有死去的。
And therefore, even as adults, we all know that we will one day die.
那因此我们身为成人我们都知道说有一天我们都会死。
This is the reality and the truth that man tries to hide.
那这是真实的真相这是人所想要隐藏的真相。
Man deceives himself.
人是在蒙骗自己。
And that's why they like to attend parties where there are laughter, drinking, and merrymaking.
那因此他们很喜欢去参加一些宴乐的这些聚会就是在那里吃吃喝喝作乐。
They do not want to know that they are going to die one day.
他们不愿意知道说他们有一天都要离开这世间。
And so they try to push death as far away as possible.
那因此他们想要把死亡抛到脑后，越远越好。
By trying to live a healthy life, they think they can push death away.
他们以为说要过这一个健康的生活他们就能够远离死亡。
But no matter how hard and how far they try to push death away, death will one day come and grip their heart and they will die.
那无论他们是多么的尽力把这个死亡推得远远去，但是我们知道有一天死亡仍然会来抓住他们的心。
And after death, if we die in our sin, the Bible says we will end up in hell.
那当我们就是死亡了之后呢，圣经告诉我们说，我们死在最终，我们就会落到地狱里去。
Hell is a great place of torment and pain.
那我们也知道，地狱是一个充满着痛苦的地方。
And we will have to spend our eternity in hell because we have sinned against God and God will have to punish us.
我们之所以需要就是在地狱里面永远的在那里是因为我们已经得罪了神那神要在为着我们的罪刑罚我们。
We all have told lies before.
我们每一个人都说过谎。
That is a sin.
那是个罪。
We die in sin, we end up in hell.
我们在罪中死我们就落入地狱。
We all have lust before.
我们都有欲念。
We all have many, many lusts.
我们有各种各样的欲念。
And that is a sin.
那是罪恶。
We die in sin, we end up in hell.
我们死在罪中，我们就落在地狱里。
All of us will.
我们每一个人都会这样。
And we all know that we deserve it.
我们都知道我们这是我们该得的。
Because sin is a terrible, terrible thing in a person's life.
因为罪恶是在一个人生命中很糟糕的一件事情。
We have sinned against man.
我们得罪人。
Worse still, we sin against God.
更糟的是，我们得罪了神。
And so, what do we do now?
那我们怎么办呢？
Do we just simply wait for the day where death will come knocking on our heart's door, and then we die?
我们是不是在等候有一天死亡来敲我们的心门，那我们就死了？
Is there any way I can get out of this?
我们是不是有什么方法能够脱离这些呢？
You and I know that money cannot push death away.
你我都知道说钱财不能够把死亡推开。
No exercise, no vitamins can push death away.
我们不论做什么运动吃什么保健品都不能够使我们脱离死亡。
Because as we go older and older, we know that this body is breaking down. We feel the aches, we feel the pain. We are dying.
我们一天一天的年长，我们知道说我们的身体渐渐的衰败，我们感到疼痛，我们知道有一天我们要死亡了。
But thank God we have a gracious God.
我们感谢神，我们有一个蛮有恩典的神。
He is also a merciful God.
他也是蛮有慈爱的。
He said to mankind,
告诉人类
,If you can find someone to die for you, you do not need to die.
如果你能找到一位来为你而死，你就不需要死了。
Sinner and sinners must be punished.
罪人都得被都得到都得得到刑罚。
Because God said, I am a holy God.
因为神说我是那圣洁的神。
Can you find someone who can take a place?
你能够找到任何人来代替你吗？
But that someone cannot be a sinner himself.
那位你所要找到的代替者，他也不当有罪。
He has to die for his own sin.
因为他得为自己的罪来死。
Do you know of anyone on earth in your life who has no sin?
你在你生命中你知道有任何人是没有罪的吗？
There is no one.
没有这样的人。
We are all born in sin, remember?
我们每一个人我们都当记得，我们都是在罪中而生。
And so God says in heaven, I have to save you.
那因此神在天上他说我得来救你们。
And so God sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to come down onto this earth and be a man.
那因此神就差派他唯一独生的爱子来到地面上来成为人。
And Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary.
耶稣基督是借着童贞女玛利亚所生的。
And that's why he was born perfect.
那因此他是他的诞生是完全的。
He came onto this earth for one purpose only, and that is to die for your sins and for my sins.
他来到这世界上唯一的目的就是要来为你我的罪来死。
He doesn't have to die.
他不需要死。
He was perfect.
他是完全的。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
But he became the Son of Man.
他却成了人子。
So that he can die for man.
好叫他能够为人来死。
And he did die.
而他死了。
He allowed himself to be persecuted and to be crucified.
他让自己被人来逼迫，甚至被钉死在十字架上。
He endured the pain and the shame. And the punishment.
他忍受那痛楚，忍受羞辱，忍受这刑罚。
And he took all these pain and punishment because of your sins and my sins.
他因着你我的罪，他就忍受了这些痛楚，这些刑罚。
And because when he died, he was both the Son of God and the Son of Man, his death is of infinite value.
因着他是神子，他是人子，他死了，他的死就有无限的功效。
His death alone can save every one of us in this sanctuary.
他的死能够足以拯救我们在这圣所中的任何一个人。
In fact, his death alone can save the sins of all the sins and all the sinners of the earth.
那其实他的死他能够足以来拯救所有在这地面上的这些罪人，所有的人。
But there is no automatic salvation.
然而却没有这样的一个就是自动自然得救的。
It's how you hear the word of God that will make a difference in your life.
而是你是怎么样的来聆听神的话语这就决定你的结果。
And Jesus says there are only four ways of hearing God the good news.
那而耶稣也告诉我们说有四个方式来聆听这美好的消息。
Which kind of ground describe you?
这里的哪一个图是描述你呢？
You have just been given the good news.
你已经听到了这好的消息。
It is the good news because God has accepted what Jesus Christ has done for you and for me by raising Jesus Christ from the dead.
那之所以这是好消息，是因为神已经接纳了耶稣基督为你我所做的一切，因此神让他从死里复活。
Because Jesus Christ died for you.
因为耶稣基督为你而死。
How are you receiving, hearing the good news?
你是怎么样的来聆听，来接受这美好的信息呢？
Verse 4 describe the first kind of person who hear God's good news.
那第四节就描述第一种来听到这美好信息的人。
And so some of these seeds fell by the wayside.
因此这些有些种子是落在路旁的。
And then the fowls came and devoured up the seed because the seed was just on the ground, on the wayside.
那就飞鸟就来了，他们就把这些种子给吞吃了，因为这种子就是在路旁，在地面上。
The wayside is the kind of ground that has been walked on a lot, it's very hard.
那这路旁就是那些 有人走过的地方，那是硬的土。
The seed cannot fall through and penetrate into the ground; it's very hardened.
那因此种子是不能够进入地土里面的，因为那地是硬的。
Jesus explained in verse 19 what this kind of ground means.
那因此在第十九节，耶稣就解释关于这一种的土是什么意义呢？
These are the people who hears the word of the kingdom, and they understandeth it not, and then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside.
那在这里第十九节就说凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来把所撒在他心里的夺去了，这就是撒在路旁。
These are the ones who hear the word of God and they understand the words.
那这些是他们听到神的话语，他们明白了。
But they do not accept the words.
但是他们却不接受这话语。
And then the evil one is Satan will take the word of God and then they will forget about it.
那因此那恶者就会来把他们所听的这道给夺去，那他们就再也听不到了。
Is this a description of your heart?
这是不是在描述你的心田呢？
You have heard the gospel many, many times.
你听了福音多许多次。
Did it ever penetrate into your heart?
他这神的话语是否真的是进入你的心呢？
Or are you just simply here because you listen, but you never really believe?
又或者是你来到这里，你只是听，但是你却没有相信。
But you keep coming.
而你就一直的再来。
But the seed has been falling on very hard ground.
而这种子是落在很硬的土地上。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢？
How do I know whether it is a hard ground?
我怎么知道我的心是否是硬的土地呢？
Because you keep on sinning.
因为你一直的在那里犯罪。
You keep on committing a lot of sin in your heart and outside in your life.
那你一直在你心中甚至在你的生活的外在都在来犯罪。
You just listen, but you never really believe.
你只是听，但是你从来就没有相信。
Like those enemies who came to listen and follow Jesus Christ to find fault.
就像那些耶稣的仇敌，他们来听耶稣讲，但是他们就是要来找一些的错事。
They came to find fault with Christ.
他们是要找出耶稣有什么错事。
They came to find fault with the word of Christ.
他们是要来找说这话语有什么破绽。
And there are such people in the congregation too.
然后我们知道在群的会众当中也有这样的人。
They're here to criticize and find fault.
他们是来到当中是要来批评来找一些错事。
And they know that that is a sin.
然后他们也知道说这是罪的。
But they don't care.
但是他们不理会。
They gossip.
他们就是在那里说闲话。
That's how we know that that kind of heart is the stony ground, sorry, the wayside.
那因此我们知道说，像这样的心态就是这路旁的这样的一个心田。
Is this a description of your heart?
这是不是描述你的心田呢？
The wayside ground
是这路旁的土。
Well, you may say, "But I listen to the word."
那可能你会说，哎，我有听的神的道啊。
I like the word.
我也喜悦神的道。
And the word of God touches and warms my heart.
而且神的道真的是感动了我的心。
And I say to God in my heart, I want to believe.
而我在心里面告诉我在心里面说我要相信。
Well, the second type of ground is like that too.
那第二种的土地就是像这样的。
Look at verse 5 and verse 6.
那我们就来看第五、第六节。
Some fell upon stony places.But they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth.
那第六节这么说，落在土浅石头地上，有的落在石头有的落在土浅石头地上，土既不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根，就枯干了。
On the surface, the soil looks very rich.
那在这个表面上看来呢，这个土壤看起来是很肥沃的。
And then the seed when it falls, the seed disappears into the earth.
而且呢，种子一落在当中呢，就在地面上消失了。
And then you water it.
那之后你浇灌它。
And then in time to come, you see the little shoots coming out of the ground. You think this is a good ground, good soil.
那你就看到很快的就在那里发苗了，你就觉得说，哎，这是好的图。
But then if you observe longer,
但是如果你就是观察久一点,
not only do you see the plant coming out, you see the roots also on the surface. Something is not right.
那不单是看到说，哎，那个植物已经长起来了，而也看到这个根是露在土面上的。
Because the roots are supposed to penetrate deep into the ground; it's not supposed to be on the surface.
这是有问题的，因为我们知道说根应该是扎稳深入土的，而不是在地面上的。
And so when the sun shines on it,
那因此当阳光照射的时候，
the little plant was burnt up.
那这个幼苗就被晒干了。
Because the roots were just on the surface and they did not go all the way deep down.
因为那根是在地面上，而不是深入地土里。
And it withered away.
那就这样的，它就衰残了。
What kind of ground is this?
那这样的土地是什么样的土地呢？
Verse 20 and verse 21 described by Christ.
那就20跟21节，耶稣基督这样子说。
But he that received the seed into stony places, verse 20, the same is he that heareth the word of God, and anon with joy receiveth it.
第二十节就这么说，撒在石头地上的，就是人听得到，当下欢喜领受。
These are the people who say, yes, the word of God is very good. I believe and I am touched by the word of God. Thank you very much, Pastor.
那这些人就是他们说，呀，的确神的话语是很美好的，我听了之后我很受感动，谢谢你牧师。
And there was joy in their heart.
那他们心里面充满着欢喜快乐。
But once they walk out of the sanctuary,
那一旦他们离开这会堂,
what happened?
发生什么事情呢?
They go back into the world, they go back into their lives.
他们就回到世界中, 他们就回到他们原本的生活里。
Look at verse 21.
第21节我们来看。
Yet hath he not rooted himself, but dureth, lasteth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word of God, by and by he is offended.
那第21节这么说，只因心灵没有根，不过是暂时的，即至为道遭了患难，或者受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
He is afraid of persecution.
他是害怕逼迫的。
You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, your Father tells you, I will take you out of my will and you will not inherit anything.
你相信耶稣基督，你的父亲就告诉你说， 如果你相信他，那我就从我的遗嘱中把你的名挪开，那你一点都得不到。
And it's a lot of money.
你知道说那是很多钱。
And you tell your father, all right, I will not be baptized, I will not be a Christian.
那你就告诉你的父亲说，哎呀，那我就不要领受洗礼，我就不要做基督徒了。
There are those who go to work.
那有一些人去上班。
They dare not stand up as a Christian.
他们不敢让向人告诉人他是基督徒。
Because they're afraid of losing their jobs.
因为他害怕失去他的工作。
And so they are frightened by the boss.
因此他们就被上司所恐吓。
And so they say, I don't want to obey the Bible.
然后他就说，哎，我不要遵循圣经了。
I don't want to do what the Bible says.
我不要靠着圣经所教导的来过。
Because of persecution and tribulation, they give up.
那因着逼迫，因着磨难，他们就放弃了。
Some is because of sickness.
有一些是因为病痛。
They think they become a Christian, I will not fall sick.
他们以为说我成为基督徒，我就不会生病。
And so they want to get better, they see all kinds of healers.
那因此他们想要使到自己更健康，他们就去找那些各样医治他们的。
Even though the Bible tells them those are false.
甚至当他们知道说，圣经告诉我们说那些是虚假的。
When you do not obey the Bible, that's when you do not believe in Jesus Christ.
那如果你不遵从圣经所教导的，那你就是不是相信耶稣基督的。
Is this a description of you?
你是不是这样的一个人呢？
You come to church.
你来到教堂中。
You say yes to the word of God.
你就是赞同神的话语。
But outside in your life,
而去到外面生活的时候，
you are afraid of persecution and tribulation and the difficulties of life.
你就害怕逼迫，害怕磨难，害怕生活中的一些困难。
Because when you stand up for Jesus Christ, you will suffer for Christ.
因为如果你要来见证耶稣基督的话，你就得为耶稣基督来受苦。
Are you prepared to suffer for Christ?
你是否愿意为主来受苦呢？
If you are not prepared to suffer for Christ, then this second type of ground, stony ground, is your heart.
那如果你不愿意来为基督来受苦，那这第二种 的这个土地，这个石头的地上呢，就是你的心田。
Coming to church and say the word of God is good, but when you don't obey the word of God because you are scared, God says you have a stony heart.
那来到教堂当中啊，你就说神的话也是很好，但是你却不愿意来遵从神的话语来过活。那神的话语告诉我们说，那你所有的就是这前途的地啊，这样的一个的心田。
Is this a description of your heart?
那这样的一个描述是不是描述你是不是你的心田的写照呢
？You might say I'm not afraid of persecution.
你当就是很害怕就是逼迫。
I really hear the word of God. I'm really happy.
我听了神的话语，我的确是感到高兴。
That may be the third kind of ground describe you.
那如果你是听了神的话语，也仍然很高兴，那可能第三个描述是西坛种地是描述你。
Verse 7.
那就是在第七节。
And some fell upon some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them.
那有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来。就把它挤住了。
This is explained in verse 22.
那这一个就在第22节为我们解释了。
These are the seeds that fell on the ground and underneath it there's no stored. It goes very deep down.
那这一些是落在这个土地上，那这土里面呢是没有石头，那它就深入泥土里。
And so you look at it, it looks good.
那你看，哎，看来是很好的。
The sun shines on it, it is still growing, it is still alive.
那虽然太阳晒着它，它仍然还在成长，好像还是活着的。
And you see them grow taller and taller and taller.
你就看到它一天天的长高了。
And these are those who continue to come to church.
那这些是他们时刻都一直来到，继续的来到，教堂当中。
The second type of ground, they may come to church after maybe a year or two, they disappear.
第二种的土地，可能他们就是来到教堂当中一两年他们就不在了。
Because they appear for a while and then the persecution comes, they disappear.
因为他们来到一段时间因着逼迫他们就不再来了。
But the third kind of ground is different.
那第三种土地是不一样的。
They keep on coming, they keep on growing, they keep on showing, they also love the word of God.
然后他们继续的来，他们也向人表示说他们真的是爱神的话语。
They also thank God for the word.
他们也为这神的话语来感谢他。
But as you look and watch longer and longer,
那如果你就是更长时间的来观察他们的话
，all you see would be just a plant, but no fruits.
你所看到的只有那个长出来的植物，却没有结果。
And then you realize that the reason why it has no fruits because it was growing very next to those thorny bushes.
那你就发觉到说，哎，它之所以不结果子，是因为它就是在那个经济的地面上来生长。
The thorny bushes were also sucking up all the nutrients from this plant.
那些经济草丛呢，就也一样的把地面上的这地面地土里的养分给吸收去了。
And so even when the plant grows tall, they could not bear fruit because it was growing next to the thorny bushes.
那虽然这个植物能够生长的能够长高，但是它却不能够结果子，因为它就是生长在这荆棘的泥土上。
Jesus Christ explained this kind of ground in verse 22.
那耶稣基督就在22节来解释关于这种的土地。
He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word.
那些撒在荆棘里的就是听了人听了道，后来来到世上人听了道。
And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word and he becometh unfruitful.
那后来有世上的势力钱财的迷惑就把道挤住了就不能够结实。
We all have cares of the world.
我们都有这世上的挂虑。
When you get married and you become a parent, you have cares of the world. You have to care for your wife, you have to care for your children.
如果你就是结了婚你有孩子的话你就有这世上的这些挂虑，你会需要挂虑到你的妻子你的孩子。
When your parents grow old, you have to care for your parents. These are all part of the cares of the world. There's nothing wrong with having cares of the world.
当你的父母年老的时候你又得照顾你的父母，那这都是世上的这些思虑这些 的势力，这些的挂虑是没有错误的。
But when you allow the cares of the world to cause you to disobey the word of God, and that's where the problem comes.
那如果你让这世上的势力来使到你不遵循神的话语，那问题就产生了。
They stop obeying the Bible.
他们就不再来跟就是来服从圣经。
Will they baptize? Yes.
他们会不会领受洗礼？会的。
Have they taken the Lord's Supper? Yes.
有没有领受圣餐？有。
Are they serving in the church? Yes.
有没有在教会里面来服侍？有。
But have they obeyed the word of God where their lives are transformed? No.
那他们是不是有来遵循神的话语，让他们的生命来改变？没有。
Family is most important. Family is God. My children, they are my God's.
那家庭是最重要的，家庭是我的神，我的孩子是我的神。
And not only that, the Bible calls it the deceitfulness of riches as well.
那不但是这样，那圣经也说到说他们受到钱财的迷惑。
They want more and more money.
他们要更多更多的钱财。
They are not happy with what they have now.
他们所拥有的他们并不满足。
They are not contented and they want to work more and more to buy more houses, bigger cars and bigger banks.
那他们是不知足的，他们要更多的工作，所以他好叫他们能够买更大的房子、更大的汽车、更多的这一些。
Have they become holy? No.
他们是不是更圣洁呢？不是。
Do they love to pray? No.
他们是不是愿意祷告？
Do they love to study the word of God? No.
他们是不是愿意来读神的话语？不。
None of these things.
没有，这一切都不是。
They just come to church and show their face, maybe to soothe their own conscience.
那他们就是来到教堂当中，就是来亮相啊，就是安慰自己的良心。
Is this a description of your life?
那这是不是你这生命的写照呢？
You come to church week after week, listen and listen, but there is no transformation in your heart.
那你就是一个礼拜一个礼拜的来到教堂当中来听，但是却从来没有从你在你的心里面有任何的改变。
You're only Christian in name, but not Christian in heart.
那你只不过是挂名的基督徒，那你心中并不是个基督徒。
Still very short-tempered.
那你仍然是充满着仍然是非常暴躁的。
You still tell lies and you don't even feel bad about it.
那你仍然是说谎，却不以为然。
And you still have committed the sins of the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes.
啊，你仍然是在犯罪，就是有那肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲。
And the worst is the pride of life because you do not want to forgive.
那最高糟糕的是今生的骄傲，因为你不愿意来饶恕。
And you think you are very clever because you are very rich.
那你认为自己是很有智慧的，因为你很有钱财。
Is this a description of who you are?
那这是不是你的这个写照呢？
And there were many who followed Jesus Christ for all these things.
那有很多人就是为着这一些来跟随耶稣基督的。
But they never obey his word.
他们却从来不遵循他的话语。
But what about the fourth kind of ground?
第四种的土地是什么样的呢？
Verse 8 describes it as the good ground.
第八节告诉我们说这是好土。
It brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold.
它是会结实结果子的，有的是100倍，有的60倍，有的30倍。
Verse 23 explains.
第23节就解释。
He that receives seed in the good ground is he that heareth the word.Understandeth it, which also beareth fruit. He obeys the word of God, and his lives have been transformed, and he bringeth forth some 100, some 60, some 30.
那第二十三节这么说，撒在好土啊好地上的，就是人听了道，明白了。那他不但是就是他明白啊，直到他也能够结果子，他的生命改变。那而且是有100倍。60倍 ,30倍。
When the good seed falls into the good ground, there is nothing that can stop the seed from blossoming, growing into a full grown plant and bearing fruit. Nothing can stop it. Because the ground is good, the seed is good.
好的种子落在好地上，那就没有任何东西能够阻止它来生长，那它就会就是萌芽生长，而且健壮的成长，而且会结果子，因为那种子是好的，那地是好的。
When your heart is like this good ground,
如果你的心就好像这好的地图。
And the good news of Jesus Christ dying from on the cross for your sin and God raising him up from the dead, it will transform your life.
就是当神耶稣基督的这个福音，就是他 他为你的罪死，神让他从死里复活，那这样的一个事实就会在你的心里面来萌芽成长。
Just as God alone can give this plant life and grow to maturity, the Word of God, God alone can take the Word of God and cause us to be transformed and changed and bear fruit.
就像神，唯有神自己能够使到一个种子能够来成长萌芽成长，来结果子。那神也唯有神的道能够使到一个人这生命能够成长来结果子。
This would be the fruit of the Spirit.
那这就是圣灵所结的果子。
Where a person's life is changed.
使到一个人的生命被改变。
He has now this wonderful love.
他就有这样的一个美妙的爱心。
He has this joy that is because of his relationship with God.
他就因着跟神有这样的一个美好关系，他充满着喜了。
He has peace in his heart because he knows Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior.
他在心里面就有这样的一个和平平安。
He loves to read the Word of God and he understands the Word of God and he wants to obey the Word of God all the time.
他很喜爱的来读神的话语，他愿意来，就是明白神的话语，愿意来跟随，来服从神的话语。
He is now meek and humble. He controls his temper.
他现在是能够容忍，他也蛮有恩慈。
He is now kind and he is very helpful.
他也是良善的，他就是愿意来帮助人。There
is a transformation in his life.
在他的生命中，真的是有这样的一个改变。Only
four types of ground.
只有四种土地。What
kind are you?
你是哪一种土地呢？
We all hear a lot of news, a lot of words.
我们都听到许多的消息，听到许多的话语。If
a doctor tells you that you have appendicitis,
那如果你的医生告诉你，你有盲肠病。
If you do not get an operation soon, the appendicitis can burst and you will die.
那如果你不动手术，那这盲肠破裂，你就会死了。
Do you believe me?
你相信我吗？
But if you go for the operation now, you sign on this document, we will operate on you, guarantee you will recover.
那如果你相信我，你就在这文件当中来签名，那我们就为你施手术，那保证你就会好转的。Doctor
says I've done this many times. You will recover, guarantee.
那医生说，我已经做了许多这样之类的手术，那肯定的保证你能够好。
But you must operate now before it gets worse and it bursts and you can die of blood poisoning.
那你必须是现在就来动这个手术，不能够迟延，不要等到它破裂了，那你就因为血中毒而死。God
is now telling you.
神现在告诉你。
If you remain in your sin, at any time you die in your sin, you end up in hell.
如果你仍然在罪中，你如果就是在罪中来死的话，你就马上掉到地狱里。But
if you truly with all your heart believe that Jesus Christ died for you, rose from the dead for you, you will be saved. God's guarantee.
那如果你真的是相信耶稣基督，你相信他真的是为着你的罪而死，那神叫他从死里复活，那你如果接受他的话，你肯定要得救。
All you need to do is to believe in your heart totally, completely, and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. He died on the cross for my sin. You will be saved. Guaranteed by God.
你只要是在口里来承认说你接受他，心里真的是向他来完全的认罪来悔改来接受他，那神应许你，神保证你说你必定得救。
Don't be afraid of persecution.
不要害怕逼迫。
Don't allow the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches to rob you of your salvation.
不要让这世界的世上的挂虑或者是
Believe in your heart, with all your heart, that is the good ground.
然后在心里面来领受神的话语，这就是好土。
What kind of heart do you have?
你所拥有的是什么样的土地呢？
What kind of ground is it?
是怎么样的田地呢？
Is it the wayside?
是路旁的土呢？
Is it the stony ground?
还是在石头上的浅土？
Is it the thorny ground?
还是那充满着荆棘的土，
or is it the good ground?
还是那好土
？You know，
你自己知道。
And God knows，
神也知道。
Let us pray，
我们一起祷告。
Our merciful, loving Heavenly Father，
我们满有恩典、满有慈爱的圣天父。
We thank the Lord for the Word of Life，
我们为这那生命的道，我们感谢你。
The、good news that we have in our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ，
我们在耶稣基督里所得到的这样的一个美好消息，能够得到他的拯救，我们感谢你。
And this is the seed, the word of the kingdom that has now fallen upon our hearts.
那这是那种子，那就是那天国的信息，那这已经在安置在我们心里。
I pray, O Lord, that we will all have a heart that is like the good ground.
主啊，我期盼的我们每一个人都有这样的一个心田，就是那好的土地。
That we have all truly accept Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior with all our heart.
我们每一个人都真的是接受耶稣基督为我们个人的救主，为我们的生命的主，用我们全心全意来接受。
It is a total and unconditional surrender of our lives to Him.
让我们都完全的降服在他的面前。
Because He died on the cross for my sins.
因为他为着我的罪死在十字架上。
And we have repented of all our sins and asked God to forgive us in Christ Jesus.
而我们也为着我自己各样的罪来向神来认错，来接受耶稣基督。
May this be our heart's cry and our heart's experience.
愿这样的心态是我们内心的呼声，也是我们的经历。
And may this be seen in our lives because we have truly been transformed.Some a hundredfold, some sixtyfold, some thirtyfold.
好像我们真的是能够看到我们的生命真的是有所改变，有的是一百倍，有的是六十倍，有的是三十倍。
Help us to be true and be honest to our own soul.
求主帮助我们，让我们真的是坦诚的来对待我们自己的心灵。
For you know what kind of heart we have.
因为你知道我们所拥有的是怎么样的心。
Be merciful to us, O God.
求主怜悯我们每一个人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉靠耶稣基督的圣名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.